This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
We talked about this yesterday on the show during a segment called What Would You Do? It's Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. In a situation like this, would you go out of your way to tell someone you care about that the person they are associating with can have terrible repercussions? Oh, yes. Lydia, longtime listener of the show, writes in and says, I have a friend that does a lot of community work for veterans and the homeless. She has a very successful company. She hired a person I know to help her, basically her VP. He's an ass and not a good person. Do I have an obligation to tell her or mind my own business? Well, everyone I was close to, even my own brother, said, Lydia, mind your own business. It's not your problem. I agree. It's not my problem, but she's a friend who I care about.
Right.
Well, I chose to listen and mind my own business, and I said nothing. Fast forward, 3 months go by. He steals from her, made her life a nightmare. Now she's suing him and he's suing her back. What's the lesson here? Should I have said something? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Yeah, you should have said something. And this is what happens sometimes when you mind your own business. All hell breaks loose.
Right.
The only time I would recommend someone minding their own business is if it's not affecting the people you are closest to, like your close family and friends that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, speak up.
So, been in this situation before, not me telling somebody, but somebody telling me. So I made a new friend, this was like a couple months ago, and I was like obsessed with this person. And I had a couple people call me, like trusted friends of mine call me and say, hey, I've heard a lot of really not great things about this person.
Yeah.
And I want you to be careful. And I'm like, you're nuts. Like, you're crazy, you know?
Just when you think you know someone.
And then a couple months later, the truth was then revealed. And they were right, unfortunately.
What happened?
Nothing really like happened. They just like weren't who they like said that they were. And they lied about a lot of things.
How long did it take you to find that out? Being friends?
Probably like 3 months, I would say.
Oh, so 3 months. You got invested, didn't you?
I did. I was very invested. And, you know, it is what it is. It's no skin off my back. But thank God it was only 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 3 months, though. That could seem like an eternity when dealing with somebody like this. It didn't take long for this guy to turn around, steal from this person, then get sued and then sue someone back. And now this poor girl, Lydia's friend, is now dealing with a living hell. And all she had to do was speak up. But in her mind, all the people around her are telling her, keep your head down, mind your own business. And you know me, I'm somebody who loves to mind my own business. I keep
you
my head down.
You
I
don't.
Do my own thing.
You don't.
There have been times where I I have a hard time. Sure, I struggle just like anybody else. I'm human. Yes. But I think sometimes it's best to just keep to yourself. In a situation like this, I would have said something. Like, I knew when my buddy matched up with this girl on a dating app, I knew she was bad news. Did I go out of my way to tell him? Yep. Did he listen? No. Nope. Why?
Sure didn't.
Because she was
you're
pretty.
Because you're not a trusted source. Oh.
What were you going to say? Because I'm not a trusted what? Source? How do you figure?
I'm dead.
You suck. No, but because she was pretty. So at 4 months in, she basically took him for everything he's got.
Ah, that's
oh, I lost
so
my job today. Do you think you can tough. Help me? Because my car broke down. Yeah, what do you need, baby? Just like $40,000 for a new transmission. Oh, that's odd because you drive a 2010 Corolla. Never saw her again or the money. Let
darted
that be a lesson.
Into the night.
Let that be a learning lesson for you.
Into the nighttime she goes.
Then that's what happens because so many people, especially when you meet a new person, God, they just did a documentary on this. I mean, think of the amount of documentaries that did on that. The Tinder Swindler.
Yes.
It's a perfect
Tinder Swindler.
One.
Absolutely.
What's the other one? Horrible Surgeon or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
That guy that was putting plastic tracheas in people's throats and killing everyone?
Yeah. It didn't pan out the way that they thought it was going to. No.
What is it going to take?
No, yeah, that's really bad.
I don't agree in situations like this where you should mind your own business. Lydia had a perfect opportunity to tell her friend the dude that she was getting ready to hire as her VP was bad news. And everyone told her, keep it to yourself, mind your own business. And look what happened. Look what happened. Now she's getting sued. And he stole from her. And it only took 2 months for him to do that.
This is messy.
It's a bad situation.
Very much so.
So when you ask the question, what's the lesson here? Should I have said something? The answer is, yeah, you should have said something. Because you try to mind your own business. Sometimes it's... I think a friend would appreciate, well, not in your case. You got mad at the person for bringing it up.
I didn't get mad. I just didn't believe them.
You were a little triggered.
Yeah.
Why won't you believe them, though? That's the thing, because you don't know this person as well as you think you do.
Right, but I don't know. It was one of those things where I was like, well, I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. And like, I'm not going to go off of hearsay because your friend's cousin's boyfriend's dog had a bad experience. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, a dog.
But turns out everything was true.
Who's this, Renee? I wish I would have listened when a past friend of mine told me to not be roommates with this guy that we used to go to college with. It was bad news. Turned my life into a living hell for a year and a half before we finally got him kicked out. Yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. you gotta listen to your friends.
Sometimes.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Sometimes you do. I agree. I do feel like people's hearts are in the right place, but sometimes you can truly feel as if they're coming off a little...
jealous?
Overbearing, I could say. Aggressive. And you're like, eh, kick rocks, you know? So.
Yeah, I remember when our boss was trying to hire somebody here at the company, and I think Breezy was like, I don't think you should do that. am I imagining?
Which time? You know what I mean?
Am I imagining things? I'm pretty sure you've run upstairs to our boss, Mike Danger's office, and like, don't you dare do it. Don't you dare do it. And they always do it.
They always hire them, and
because
it doesn't pan out the way that they thought it was going to.
Right. You know why?
But at least I didn't warn him. You know,
because
I mean?
Breezy's not a reliable source. That's really what it comes down to.
Oh, no, I am. Very aww. Much so.
So let this be a learning lesson.
My word is gospel.
Yeah, right, I bet. Sometimes it's good to mind your own business, but in situations like this where you know the outcome could be really, really bad for
it could
a person
go
you care
way.
For a person you care about, sometimes it's best to speak up.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, we're going to go get a drink upstairs. We'll be right back.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
action!
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the film 13 Going on 30, starring Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo. I wanted to choose a film that, I don't know, spoke to Breezy. And I think this was right up your alley.
Truly iconic.
Yeah.
Truly.
Take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film 13 Going on 30 yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater.
Jenna, I'm not going to lie to you. You know I have felt things these past few weeks that I didn't know I could feel anymore. But I have realized in these past few days, you can't just turn back time.
Why not?
I moved on. You don't always get the dream house, but you get awfully close.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jenna, I've always loved you.
Oh, God. Why not? I feel like I'm getting all these mixed signals.
This isn't in the script. You can't just add things that aren't in the script.
Please read what's in the script. Thank you so much. You're making me break character.
I told you about my Crohn's disease. This isn't helping.
I love you.
I love you too.
Cut. I think I crushed.
Fully wasn't the script.
I saw the scene.
I was like, that's not what was happening at all.
If you haven't seen this movie, Rotten Tomatoes scored at 65%.
Which is basically 100%.
Right, basically.
When it comes to Rotten Tomatoes.
A girl who's sick of the social strictures of junior high school is transformed into a grown-up overnight in this feel-good fairy tale. Jenna, played by Krista B. Allen, wants a boyfriend.
What? Nope. Jennifer Garner.
Well, hold on a second. That's what I have here. She's a teenager. Okay. Because the girl in the movie is not Jennifer Garner yet. She's still a girl. That's played by Krista B. Allen. She wants a boyfriend. And when she's unable to find one, she fantasizes about being a well-adjusted adult. Suddenly, her secret desire becomes a reality, and she is transformed into a 30-year-old, played by Jennifer Garner.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Which is super creepy. So basically, Mark Ruffalo, who's a grown adult, is hooking up with this woman who's really a 13-year-old.
Well, they didn't hook up, so.
Well,
they never hooked up.
You don't know that.
He's literally engaged. Engaged to be married, as we know from the scene.
To Wendy.
Whore.
Love is not as easy as it looks, you guys. Love is difficult. Love is hard. But sometimes it's so worth it.
This movie's iconic. So, full transparency, not my first time seeing it.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you went on just any of my social medias, you'd know that I had my entire 30th birthday party based around this entire movie.
Oh, great. So
it's honestly a fan fave.
All right. So I guess I don't even have to bother asking all the hard-hitting questions.
No,
but
you should.
Did this movie hold up? Yes, of course it held up.
Oh, my God. Of course it held up. Without question.
A 13-year-old girl going into a 30-year-old body. Yeah, it held
up. Honestly, it's more relevant today than it's ever been. All these 13-year-olds are doing their drunk elephant skincare routines, acting as if they have wrinkles that are aged about 60 years.
Yeah, but physically, this is impossible.
No, it's actually not. Because you know what? Like I said, I went to the high school last week. All these 16-year-olds look like they're 29. Okay?
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's very weird. They're all just wearing crop tops.
Who's your favorite character in the movie? Like, there's a ton to choose from.
I know.
Let's just get through it. Jennifer Garner. All right, who's your least favorite character? The mom.
Tom. No, Tom.
Tom.
Ugh, she sucks. When she sold all of the plans to the competing magazine, like, you're such a mean girl through and through. You've always been a mean girl. You always will be a mean girl. We're done with you.
Yeah, she's not a girly girl for sure.
She's not a girl's girl.
What's your favorite scene in this movie? Because I know you loved a lot of different.
There's so many. There's the one with the sleepover. There's the one where they're doing the Michael Jackson Thriller dance. There's the one where she gets in the cab and she sees the old guy from high school that she used to have a massive crush on. He was the popular guy. Now he's driving cab in New York City, overweight, not doing much with his life.
Right. Overweight.
Yeah. And then obviously the end scene, no spoilers here, but she does end up with her middle school sweetheart.
Is it Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
It's so weird. He calls off the wedding to be with this 13-year-old. So creepy. Hey, let's talk about least favorite scene in the film. There's got to be one. What's one?
Scene? Well, it was wrong, so yes. And then when she sells the magazine plans, when she sells all the photographs.
That made you feel a certain
way. She's a snake. She's an absolute snake.
What's the best throwback moment in the film? Are you going to say the cab driver?
Razzles. What else? The music. Iconic. Just the way they wore their hair and the clothes that they wore in the beginning scene when they were in actually middle school. The fact that he made her a dream house, like nobody would do that. Nobody's creative these days. They're all just building farmland on their tablet.
Yeah,
so
it's true. This movie was from 2004.
It's literally one of my faves.
Breezy, let's break it down. Out of 5 popcorn bucket scores, what are you rating 13 going on 30, starring Jennifer Gardner and Mark Ruffalo?
No notes. Absolutely obsessed. Absolutely iconic. I actually wore the dress to my 30th birthday. I'm giving it an 8 out of 5.
Give me a break. An 8 out of 5. I can't believe we have to keep doing this every week.
8 out of 5.
This is the most ridiculous score.
I said what I said.
It's so stupid. 98 PM. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy asking the question this morning, is there really a right or wrong way to do your laundry?
Ugh, you know what, guys? I'm so sick of this because I'm sick of the attacks. I'm sick of
the attacks.
No, it is. It really is attacks.
Okay.
And I'm not here for it.
We're talking about laundry, so just easy. 585-252-9800 is the number. Call or text in. Machines in my building were undergoing maintenance, if you will. And, you know, sometimes I'll take my laundry to my parents if I need a machine. My mother was disgusted the way I washed my clothes. I mix all the whites and colors together. She's not having it. I'll throw in boxers and briefs with towels. I don't... It's whatever.
It is what it is.
Because in my mind, what difference does it make?
Right.
It's all getting washed. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
She's not happy with me. But this is how I've always done it. Because it's not like any of my clothing disintegrates. You know, unless I'm getting everything from H&M.
Nothing's disintegrating.
But that's... I mean, does anyone actually do this anymore when doing laundry? Are you separating your clothing, your colors, your fabrics? Does anyone actually do that anymore?
No, we're not doing that. Because it's such a boomer thing to do.
I know.
It's like so old school. Such a weird thing to be like upset about or worried about. No, nobody's doing that. And if you are, you're definitely over the age of 50.
Well, those are the same people that are still using checkbooks.
Yeah. It's just not relevant anymore.
It's just not. I don't know who's doing it. 585-252-9800, a couple people already weighing in. I don't know if this is a millennial or because I'm telling you right now, people who are Gen Z wash their clothes a lot differently than you and I will do it and the way our parents will do it.
Well, Gen Z is probably not washing their own clothes yet. So
Dave says, I agree with you guys. I throw everything in at once and I just wash it on cold.
Whoever like came up with the rule that you have to separate things just wanted to manipulate others. There, I said it.
Here's what I did separate the other week. The bathroom floor mats, one from, you know, that's under my sink, the other one by my shower, those get washed all by themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing those in with my t-shirts.
Can't really fit all that stuff in there, you know?
But would you wash those with your t-shirts and towels and everything?
No, you can't.
Yeah, well.
It's a completely different, like, way of washing.
Who else is here? Jacqueline says you can wash colors and whites together. It may over time result in the white shirts being slightly less white, but no harm, no foul. Kind of agree with you. Let's go for the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Teresa, the Italian mom from Gates.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How we doing?
You guys got to be kidding me right now, right?
What's the matter now?
Listen, sometimes I get so mad when I listen to your show because you two are totally useless.
It's
unbelievable.
You're so nice.
Didn't your mothers teach you guys anything about laundry? My Lord.
Well, I mean, she was upset that I didn't separate the clothing, but
my mom did, and she told me that everything's fine.
And it's all BS.
Well, you know what?
Listen,
you know,
I've been doing laundry for 20 years. At this point, I don't think it matters.
How do you not know how to separate towels from the clothes?
Listen, I've been doing it. I've been doing it all together for 30 years, and everything is good to go.
30 years, right, Breeze? Since you're one.
You never wash colors in white. You don't mix them together.
It's a
no-brainer.
It's
fine. Is brain dead?
Oh, my God. Why is this such a hot topic for you, Teresa?
You're supposed to sort your clothes by color and fabric type.
Something that somebody made up for you to spend extra time at your washer and dryer.
But Teresa, think about it this way.
Listen, hold on a second. Your stains, you know, the kids come and like, I can't get this out of my clothes. You got to pre-treat them.
We know that, but that has nothing to do with the separation of, I mean, yes, if I have a bunch of towels, I'll do the towels first.
Oh, my God.
Darks, whites, don't care.
You know what?
But, Teresa, hold on a second. Wouldn't you rather do one to two loads of laundry as opposed to eight?
Yeah, well, do you want to walk around with your clothes looking like it's 100 years old? What? Come on. and you use the appropriate amount of detergent. You know, it's not like booze. You don't need a whole lot. You know, you just don't get it. I don't get it with these kids today. You know, I have three daughters, and I taught all my daughters how to do laundry. Now, listen, you got to separate the whites from the colors, okay? So many parents today don't even have basic domestic skills. It's ridiculous.
Why do you have to separate the whites from the colors? My clothes look fantastic.
They've never looked better.
They don't look as good as mine. No way.
I'm going to be honest with you, Teresa. I threw in my underwear with my towels the other day. Everything came out fine.
Oh, That's disgusting. That's disgusting. You know what? They don't even know how to fold them, put them away. They don't even know how to turn on a washing machine. How are they supposed to even get that stuff done? They're not even taught. You guys are going to give me a heart attack.
At least we're doing our laundry. Who cares about the colors? Like, it doesn't matter.
You should have some pride and care.
At least I'm washing my clothes.
Oh, my God. You guys are driving me nuts. Give me a break. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Not you being super triggered.
I'm so sorry we upset you this morning, Teresa. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, do it the right way. And teach your kids the right way.
Yeah, Breezy, you got to teach your kids.
Through life, you know, with everything, not just washing clothes. This is ridiculous. The clothes, people are walking around like bums.
No offense, Teresa, but I trust my mom way more than I trust you. You're very angry, and she told me everything's fine, so I believe her.
Well, she's probably walking around dressed like you. Dingy clothes. Dingy.
All right.
You've never seen me, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let's not get into any personal attacks here. I'm very interested. Hold on, Teresa, because you're triggered this morning. I'm just curious to know how many other people throw all their laundry in together, or they separate it by color and fabric type, like Teresa,
well,
the Italian mom from Gates.
If you have any type of brain, you're going to separate it. You're going to separate it and wash it properly. Okay?
If
you have any type of brain, you're not going to just throw it in.
Okay. All right. Teresa, you're giving me a stomachache. By the way, is your daughter coming to the bachelor auction or not?
She is.
Oh, she is going. Okay.
She is. Yeah, absolutely she is.
I love that for you.
She better find somebody decent, too.
Well, she's not going to if she washes the dress she wears there with all of her socks and colors.
Well, she doesn't. She takes after her mother. Oh, so yeah.
That's what's scary
perfect.
About this. All right, Teresa. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. I'm sorry that we upset you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, have a good day.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
All right.
She's running to the washing machine.
Gosh. What did we say?
She's unwell.
My mom just texted in. She better get her blood pressure checked.
No, fully.
Megan says, I was just like this woman until I realized I live with people who will never, ever do laundry the way I want them to do it. I don't sweat it anymore. The problem I have is when people wash towels and they just let them sit in the wash machine until they start smelling like mildew. Then I have to rewash them.
Right.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's what pissed me off the other day. I went down to the wash machine. A girl was using all three washers, all three dryers, and the wet towels were sitting in there for hours. She wouldn't take them out. It's like, you're just going to have to rewash them because now they stink.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? Were you raised in a barn? I guess people could say that about us. I guess Teresa does say that about us.
Yeah, so we got to figure out how to block her number.
No, fully.
Hey, Dan Stebbins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.